The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And for this evening's Better Than Most segment, I went across the country and to the offices of Global Citizen Year, which is based in Oakland, California. We'll begin with their founder and CEO, Abby Falick, who will tell us about the mission of the organization, and then you will hear from some of the other members of the team.
Global Citizen Year is on a mission to reinvent the gap year between high school and college as a launch pad for global citizens.
I guess the thing for me when I think about culture for us is we're a values-driven culture, and for us, our values are wrapped up in what we think it takes to be a global citizen, a global leader. So I would say our bread and butter is sort of our, we call them GCB, Global Citizen Behavior, and that's, you know, well-being and diversity and accountability and gratitude, curiosity, and that drives all of our work with our young people. And so for us, that sort of also drives our work in terms of how we interact with one another, how we celebrate each other, how we address moments that are hard when we have tough conversations. I would say our values are sort of like central to us.
One thing that I really love at this organization is the 15-5 check-in. It's done weekly by each employee and goes to their manager. You take 15 minutes to answer 5 questions, and you check in about your accomplishments for the week and your goals for the next week. A good idea you might have, or a temperature check on your morale and how you see the morale around you. But it's a great way to give and receive feedback. You can give high fives, virtual high fives, to other employees who may have helped you out that week. And it's a great time to be able to check in with your manager. And it only takes 15 minutes.
When I was founding the organization, I remember being influenced by Netflix and their very now famous culture deck that's searchable online. And one of the things that struck me was their approach to vacation time, which was not to limit the number of vacation days, but to actually provide flexible time off, which essentially said, we trust you, our employees, to get your work done, and to take the time you need when and where and how you need it. And so we have taken that on at Global Citizen Year and similarly have a flexible time off policy. And we try to model from the top that everybody's encouraged to actually take that time off to rest and replenish so that they can bring their whole selves to work and be happy, well, energized, and productive.
Every board meeting that we have, about a week after that, we do a town hall where everyone in all 5 countries that we serve gets on the phone at the same time, or the video call at the same time, and we share what we shared with the board. So the materials have gone out, and then everybody has an opportunity to review what we shared with the board. Then Abby and I do a presentation. It's just a short presentation to the group, and then all questions can be asked about how the board received the information, or why we shared what we shared, or what we mean by X. And it's just a way to have transparency from top to bottom, left to right, as this is what we're sharing with the board.
We have a benefit that after 2 years of service, any employee in the organization can take a trip to one of our sites, whether that's to one of our international sites or one of our international employees coming to the U.S. But during that trip, you have to sort of plan it with your manager. It has to be a goal. So there's a work component of it. So there's a cross-cultural, cross-country learning aspect of sort of how do we do it in this country versus how do we do it in this country. But for me, coming from our headquarters, I went to India.
And another thing that we do is something called Guess Who. So we take about five random surprising facts from someone, and then someone reads them out, and you have to, everyone in the office kind of like tries to guess who it is. And it's been really fun to kind of like hear all the crazy and interesting things people are up to. Like somebody is used to be like a mascot and did a lot of dancing. So it was really fun to kind of hear the different sides of people.
And one thing I really loved was our senior leadership team did user manuals that they shared with us to get an idea of how best to work with them, what makes them tick, what might be a pet peeve. And I think that that just shows such great, honest, and open leadership. And that really, you know, trickles down to the whole organization's culture, and something that I really appreciate.
We have a comfort zone, a stretch zone, and a panic zone. We know we don't learn in the comfort zone or the panic zone. And so our job with our fellows is to keep people in their stretch. And I think in many ways our job as an organization is to keep our teammates in their stretch zone. And so this means, again, setting stretch goals and high expectations, having people aim higher than they think might be possible, but then finding the support or finding the ability within themselves to actually exceed their own expectations of what might have been possible. And we reinforce this sense of being a learning and teaching culture.
Deliberately seeking feedback has led to many programmatic changes and an evolution in the way we do things with our fellows. It's also something that we've taken to the staff. So we deliberately seek feedback from staff in several different ways, but the one I'll talk about right now is a quarterly pulse check. And this goes out as a very quick and simple survey that takes about 5 minutes to do. And it asks people to rate their morale, the pride in their work, and how satisfied they are in the work that they're doing. And it also asks them for their net promoter score of the organization. And then there's also, of course, free spots to answer different questions and give us feedback.
We have committed specifically to debriefing big, stressful moments. And we do that in such a way where we survey all of our staff, everyone does a written reflection, and then we show up and we sort of share our experiences through that incident. And what we're aiming to do is make sure everyone feels heard. We make sure that any relationships that feel, whether intentionally or most likely unintentionally, harmed or damaged, that we repair those relationships. We clarify behaviors that we need to see from one another in order to take our team to the next level as we move forward. And then we learn from it. And I think that it's such a simple thing to debrief big things that happen, but such a powerful way to pay attention to the relationships, to pay attention to the community, and turn something that's potentially negative into something that's really powerful and positive and can lift our culture to the next level.
I think that's something that's I'm particularly aware of in my role, where it can be really easy to just skim for the good stuff or put people in a position where they have to tell me what they think I want to know. And I think being able to model from the top down what it means to lead from the inside out and how it is a continuous process of becoming one's best self is one of the things that I think we pride ourselves on.
We're a workplace that really does believe in self-care and sort of having a balance between your work life and your personal life. One of the things I really enjoy is doing yoga, and I've started doing yoga at lunch. And I think as an organization, we've encouraged that because a lot of us are doing it sort of together. And it just makes me feel like it's okay if Abby and Aaron are the leaders of the organization are also doing this. So I have this expression saying power yoga is the new power lunch.
And it was to get an emergenetics profile, which basically kind of breaks down in our brains of thinking if we tend to lean more conceptually or like analytically. There are a few other things I can't remember, but kind of basically to see where we landed. And then once we had our personal profiles, we shared it as a team. And then we were able to see, okay, very clearly oh, now I understand a lot of times why when we're working on a project, one person is thinking so conceptually while the other person is thinking so much about the details, and kind of being able to know where everyone starts at and figuring out, okay, how do we all work together to like make this project work?
I want to thank all those who participated in this piece. Dennis Hill, Caitlin Powell, Aaron Llewellyn, Doug Bozick, and Issa Terry Barry Rose. If you'd like to hear this again, read the transcript, or see pictures of the participants in their offices, just come to denver-frederick.com. And when you do, we'll have a link to my full interview with Abby Falick, the founder and CEO of Global Citizen Year.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.